Good afternoon.
Xiao.
We are continuing this afternoon in the letter by James.
今天下午我们继续讲 James 的信。
The first 12 verses dealt with our response to trials which come.
第一到第十二节经文涉及到我们如何应对审判的到来。
Sometimes trials form temptation to sin.
有时候考验是罪的诱惑。
In verses 13 to 18, James explains about temptation.
在雅各书经文第十三到第十八章 ，James 解释什么是诱惑。
He points out that the true source of temptation is within our own hearts.
他指出诱惑的真正泉源是来自于我们的心里。
Our own desires lure and entice us.
我们被自己的欲望引诱和吸引。
God is not the source of temptation.
神并非诱惑之源。
Therefore, we cannot blame our circumstances.
因此我们不能够责怪我们的处境。
God is in control of the circumstances of our lives.
神掌管着我们的生活环境。
But God does more than control the circumstances around us.
但是神的大能远远超越掌管我们的生活环境。
He has provided his children with what they need to resist temptation.
他提供给他的儿女面对诱惑需要的能力。
He has provided what we need to live lives pleasing to him.
神提供给我们我们所需要的，过神喜悦的生活。
In verses 19 to 27, James gives a basic for living, how to live a life pleasing to God.
在雅各书经文第十九到二十七章 ，James 定义了一个基本的规律，如何过神喜悦的生活。
In these verses, he mentions a couple of the sin problems which the readers had.
在这些经文里面，他提到一些读者可能面对的罪恶的问题。
He uses them to illustrate how we should truly be living.
他用它来给我们说明我们应该如何真正的生活。
He mentions anger in verses 19 and 20.
在第一章第十九节他说我亲爱的兄弟们这是你们所知道的。
He mentions wickedness in general in verse 21.
We read that 19 and 20. Take the one.
Okay.
第一章第十九节他说我亲爱的弟兄们这是你们所知道的但你们个人要快快地听慢慢地说慢慢地动怒。在第二十节他说因为人的怒气并不成为神的义。
Okay. He mentions wickedness in general in verse 21.
在经文第二十一节中他说所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫欲的邪恶持温柔的心领受那所栽种的道就是能够挽救你们灵魂的道。
In relation to both, he warns about saying bad things in verse 26.
在第二十六节，他说：“若有人自以为虔诚，却不管住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚伪的。”
In verses 26 and 27, he instructs concerning true religion rather than superficial religion.
在第二十六到二十七节，他说。在神我们的父面前那清洁没有玷污的虔诚就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇并且保守自己不沾染世俗他指出真正的宗教而不是肤浅的宗教
He will return to these problems later in the letter
他将在后面几节再提到这些问题
If we look through verses 19 to 27, we will notice a couple of repeated ideas.
第十九到二十四节，如果我们详细阅读的话，我们会发现到一些反复提到的概念。
The words or terms word, hear, and speak are repeated a number of times.
神的话，请听，表达，这三个词重复了好几次。
From the context, we can determine what we should hear.
从前后关系我们可以判断我们应该听到什么。
James writes in verse 21 that we should hear the word implanted in us.
在雅各第一章二十一节他写道所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和 盈溢的结耳，持温柔的心领受那栽种的道，就是能挽救你们灵魂的道。
In verses 22-23, he writes that we should do the word and not just hear it.
在22-23节经文里面，他写道，我们应该做我们听到的，而不是仅仅听。
He likens the word of God to a mirror in verses 23-25.
24节他说，看后随即忘了他的相貌是怎样的。25节他说，唯有详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，他就在他所行的事上必得福。他比23-25节，上帝的话就像一面镜子。
On the basis of this, we can summarize the passage under three general commands.
在这个基础上，我们可以总结以下三点。
First, humbly accept the word of God.
首先，谦卑接受神的话，听神的道。
Second, do the word of God.
第二，要行道。
And third, don't be merely religious, but practice the word.
第三，不要仅仅听道而不行道。
For grammatical reasons, I believe that the last half of verse 21 summarizes verse 19.
因为语法的原因，我认为第21节的后半段总结了第19节。
The paragraph pivots around the end of verse 20 and the start of verse 21.
转捩点是在第20节的尾端，21节的开始。
Having a religious life in verse 20 requires getting rid of evil in verse 21.
第20节说，一个公义的生命必须摆脱邪恶的生命。第21节。
To do that, we must humbly accept the word, verse 21.
要做到这点，我们必须谦卑地接受神的话，这是在第21节。
And verse 29 explains what that means.
第19节解释这意味着什么。
We should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
我们要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒。
It's therefore important to look more closely at each of these commands.
因此，重要的是要密切地关注这些指示。
The first of the three commands in verse 19 is be quick to listen.
第十九节的前三个指令，第一个指令就是快快地听。
There's true wisdom in listening before speaking.
真正的智慧是先聆听后表达。
The Bible counsels to be a good listener.
圣经忠告我们要成为好的倾听者。
Proverbs 18:13 says, "He who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame."
箴言第18:13说，谁没有听完就回答，是愚蠢和羞耻。
It's important to learn how to be a good listener.
如何成为一个好的倾听者是很重要的一门功课。
But in the context, James appears to be saying that we need to listen to God's word.
在雅各书 ，James 所说的是我们要倾听神的话。
He is not talking merely about listening to other people.
他不是说听别人的话。
And this is the greater emphasis even in the book of Proverbs.
在箴言书中，这一点更加重视和强调。
Regularly, the reader is encouraged to listen to the words of wisdom.
在箴言书中，经常鼓励读者倾听智慧之言。
To listen to God's word is more than just hearing it.
听神的话不仅仅是用耳朵来听。
Listening to God's word is paying attention to what it says.
听神的话是关注他说什么。
It's being ready to do it.
听了，准备去做。
Being quick to listen means quick to obey.
快快的听意味着很快的顺服、服从。
It means quick to desire to know what God says.
这意味着渴望知道神说些什么。
When we face trials and temptations, our first response should be to desire to do what God wants in that situation.
当我们面对考验和诱惑的时候，我们第一个反应应该是知道，在这种情况下，神要我们做些什么。
What does God say?
神说些什么。
Be quick to listen.
快快地听。
The second command is in contrast to the first.
第二个指令是跟第一个指令对照的。
Be slow to speak.
慢慢地说。
The Bible warns about speaking too quickly.
圣经警告我们说话不能太快。
It also warns about saying too much.
圣经也警告我们不能说得太多。
Proverbs 29:20 says, Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him.
箴言第29:20说，你们见言语草率的人吗？愚昧的人比他更有指望。
Proverbs 10:19 says, When words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise.
箴言第10:19说，多言多语难免有过，禁止嘴唇是有智慧。
There are many commands and much wisdom in God's word.
在神的话语里面有许多指令，含有丰富的智慧。
It does not all concern what we say.
神给我们的智慧不在于我们说什么。
But controlling what we say is the most challenging.
而是控制我们说什么，这是一个很有挑战性的。
Verse 29 says that if we do not control what we say, our religion is worthless.
第26节说，如果我们不控制我们说的，我们的宗教是毫无价值的。
What we say gets us into trouble more often than anything else.
祸从口出，我们都经历过。
In chapter 3, James says that if we can control what we say, we can control our whole body.
第三章 James 说，如果我们可以控制我们的语言，我们就能够控制我们的身体。
In chapter 2, he warns about empty words.
第二章他警告说空话的人。
In chapter 4, he warns about evil words.
第四章他警告说邪恶话的人。
When we speak too quickly, we are more apt to give our opinion rather than God's truth.
当我们说话说得太快的时候，我们倾向于表达我们的意见，而不是表达神的真理。
We might reveal something which we should have kept secret.
我们可能会透露一些我们应该保密的，尤其是在瑞士。I think especially in Switzerland.
We respond to only part of a story rather than the whole story.
我们看到的真相是一部分，而不是整个真相。
We might commit to something which we shouldn't commit to.
我们可能会承诺一些我们不应该承诺的。
We might hurt someone with our words.
我们可能会伤害到别人。
These are all possibilities against which God warns in the book of Proverbs.
这些都是箴言书上帝警告我们的。
It is dangerous to speak too quickly.
说话太快，这是危险的。
The third command in this first series is be slow to become angry.
第三个指令是慢慢地动怒。
When people get angry, they often stop listening.
当一个人愤怒的时候，往往他不倾听对方。
Many times they say things which they should not say.
很多时候，当一个人愤怒的时候，他说他不应该说的话。
So James logically associated anger with not listening and speaking too quickly.
所以 James 认为愤怒和不听说太快是有关是有相关的。
Now, anger can be righteous.
愤怒可以是公义的。
But most of our anger arises out of our own sinful hearts.
但是往往我们的愤怒是起源于我们自己罪恶的心。
James speaks of that kind of anger.
James 所说的是这种愤怒。
It's the anger of man.
是人的愤怒。
The anger of man does not produce the righteous life that God desires.
人的愤怒让我们失去上帝赐给的公义的生命。
Our sinful anger does not make us more righteous.
人的愤怒是有罪的，不是公义。
Neither does it make the other person more righteous.
人的愤怒也不能让对方公义。
Why do we get angry?
我们为什么生气呢？
When we speak angrily to someone, what do we want?
当我们愤怒地说话的时候，我们想要从对方得到什么呢？
We often want them to change.
我们经常要对方改变。
We don't like what they have done.
我们不是很喜欢对方的所作所为。
We want them to act differently.
我们希望对方改变他的行为。
But getting angry and speaking angrily does not bring about righteousness in the other person.
但是生气和愤怒的说话不会改变对方，让他变为公义。
Anger produces the opposite of righteousness.
愤怒产生反效果。
Verse 21 implies that anger, along with speaking too quickly and not listening to God's word, produces moral filth and evil.
第二十一节暗示的愤怒说话说得太快，不听神的话会产生道德污秽和罪恶。
Anger grows out of evil and produces evil.
愤怒起源于邪恶，愤怒创造邪恶。
Instead of becoming angry and giving a quick response, we should listen to God's word.
不要愤怒，不要快速回应，要听神的话。
It says we should humbly accept the word planted in us.
我们应该虚心地接受神在我们的心里写的真理。
We can compare this again to the parable of the soils.
这就像土壤的比喻。
I've referred to this parable frequently.
我喜欢用这个比喻，也时常用它。
The word is sown in the hearts of people like seed on the ground.
神的话语在人们的心中播种，就像在地上的种子。
The word is planted in us.
我们的心里有神的真理。
And people respond differently to the word.
我们对神的真理有不同的回应。
Some never change because Satan snatches the word away.
有些人永远不改变，因为撒旦将神的心真理从你的心里偷走。
Others receive the word with joy.
有些人接受神的真理得到喜悦。
But the word does not take root.
可是没有生根发芽。
Under the surface, their hearts are hard.
他们的内心依然是坚硬的。
Still others do not give room to the word.
还有一些人将心房紧紧地关闭。
Their hearts are filled with cares and pleasures and the deceits of wealth.
他们的内心充满了忧虑、享乐、累积财富的轨迹。
The fourth soil represents those who hear the word and accept it.
第四种土壤代表那些听到神的真理并接受神的真理。
They produce fruit.
这是收获的土壤。
Luke uses terms similar to James.
Luke 使用类似 James 的用语。
They hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop.
在路加福音八章十五节，那落在好土里的，就像人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
This is the instruction of James.
这是 James 的指令。
Humbly accept the word planted in you.
虚心接受神放在你心里的真理。
The next four verses explain more closely how we are to handle the word.
接下来的四节经文更加仔细地审查我们如何来处理神放在我们内心的真理。
We are not to merely hear or read God's word.
我们不是仅仅听神的道。
We are to do what we hear and read.
我们听神的道，要行神的道。
It is, of course, important that we hear and read God's word.
当然，听和读神的话语、神的道是重要的。
James is warning against stopping at that point.
James 警告我们不要停在这。
It is not sufficient to just read or hear the word.
只是听神的话、读神的话是不够的。
James gives two reasons to do more than just hear God's word.
James 给我们两个理由，让我们明白为什么仅仅听神的话是不够的。
First, to hear and not do God's word is to deceive oneself.
首先，光听不做是在欺骗自己。
James likens this with looking in a mirror and then forgetting what we see.
James 用照镜子这个比喻，人对着镜子看自己本来的样子，看过即忘。
We get up in the morning.
我们早晨起床。
We wash.
洗澡。
And we look in the mirror.
照镜子。
The men might see that they need to shave.
男人可能看到他们需要刮胡子。
Some do. The women might think that they need to comb their hair.
女人可能看到她们需要梳理自己的头发。
Is it wise just to look and not do something?
只看不做，这是明智的吗？
Is it enough to have seen ourselves and recognize what is needed?
仅仅意识到自己需要做什么，这行吗？
Is it enough just to notice that I need a haircut?
意识到理发而不去理，这行吗？
Of course, it's not sufficient.
当然这不行。
We would deceive ourselves if we think that looking was enough.
如果我们认为这就可以了，那么我们在欺骗自己。
We need to remember what we saw.
我们必须记住我们看到些什么。
We need to do something about it.
我们需要有所行动。
This is not just an illustration of deception.
这只是用镜子作为一个例证。
It's correct to infer that this is a function of the Word of God.
这是正确的推断，就是神的话语的功能。
The Bible functions like a mirror.
圣经的功能就像一面镜子。
God reveals to us what we really look like.
神向我们展示我们的真面目。
It can reveal our very motivations according to Hebrews 4:12.
希伯来书四章十二节，神的道是灵的。是有功效的，比一切两人的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节和骨髓都能吃入破开，连心中的意念和主意都能辨明。
It shows us what is wrong, according to 2 Timothy 3:16.
提摩太后书三章十六节，圣经都是神所默示的，以教训。度者使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
It reveals our guilt, as Romans 3:23 does.
罗马书三章二十三节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
The law measures us and shows how we fall short of God's standards.
圣经让我们意识到我们当前的状态和神的标准是有差距的。
The word also tells us who we are in Jesus Christ.
神的话让我们意识到，在耶稣基督里我们是谁。
It shows the good as well as the bad.
它显示了好的，也显示了坏的。
We do not wish to look and forget what we see.
看后即忘，等于没有看。
We should look and act upon it.
看过就要有所行动。
This introduces the second reason to do more than just hear God's word.
现在我们讨论第二点，只听神的话是不够的。
To hear and do it brings blessing.
听神的道，行神的道，将给我们带来祝福。
James writes that the law is perfect and brings freedom.
James 写道，法律是完美的，带来自由。
Now this might be different than what most think about the law.
James 所说的法律跟大多数人对法律的理解是不同的。
Most think that laws bring bondage.
大多数的人认为法律带来束缚。
It restricts them from doing what they want to do.
法律限制他们做他们想要做的事情。
For the Christian, the law does not bring bondage.
对于基督徒，律法并不带来束缚。
To attempt to be right before God by doing the law, that brings bondage.
当一个人不理解律法的真正意义，而只是试图在神面前做律法规定的，这是束缚。
But when God has given us new hearts, we want to do what God says.
但是当上帝给我们新的心，让我们做神喜悦的。
When we have a personal, intimate relationship to God, we understand what He wants.
当我们和上帝有一个密切的关系，我们明白他要什么。
We can distinguish, for example, between Old Testament rituals that have been fulfilled in Christ and laws that have continuing moral value.
上帝是我们的能力，让我们可以区分为了维持道德价值的律法和因为耶稣。
Because children of God have the Spirit of God, they can understand what God says.
因为神儿女有上帝的灵，他们明白神说的话。
The Spirit reveals the thinking of God.
圣灵启示神的思想。
We can understand and we want to do what God wants.
我们理解上帝想要什么，我们会做上帝想要的。
God's word is perfect.
神的话语是完美的。
It is intended for our best.
它的目的是为了使我们得到最好。
And yes, there are restrictions.
当然是有限制。
But these restrictions actually free us to become what is best for ourselves.
但是这些限制使我们成为我们最好。
Some have likened this type of freedom to a train.
有些人比喻这种类型的自由如同一列火车。
A train is restricted to the train tracks.
一列火车被限制在火车轨道上行驶。
A train can get free from the tracks.
一列火车也可以离开轨道。
But this is not helpful to the train.
可是离开了轨道对火车没有好处。
It runs best on the rails for which it was intended.
火车只能在轨道上行走。
God gives joy when we are obedient.
当我们顺服上帝，上帝赐予我们喜乐。
When we do that which we hear or read in the Word, God blesses.
上帝的话，当我们听到、读到、做到，上帝会保佑我们。
This should be a great motivation to do more than just hear the Word of God.
当我们了解这一点，我们有一个很大的动力，不仅仅听神的话，同时也做我们所听到的。
This also offers a way to examine ourselves.
这也提供我们一个审视自己的方法。
Do we lack joy?
我们缺乏喜悦吗？
Do we lack a sense of well-being?
我们缺乏幸福感吗？
If so, then we should examine ourselves.
如果是这样，那么我们应该审视自己。
Are we being obedient?
我们顺服吗？
Or are we rebelling against God's will?
我们是不是反抗神的旨意？
Have we looked into the mirror of God's word and just walked away?
神的话我们有没有仔细研究过？还是只是看到镜子里的自己，扭头就走？
Have we forgotten what we've seen?
我们看到了，我们忘了吗？
Do what the word says.
神说什么，我们做什么。
Do not be merely a reader or hearer of the word.
不要仅仅扮演着读者或者听众的角色。
This brings us to the final two verses of chapter 1.
这是我们来到第一章的最后两节经文。
I believe that they are an application of what James has been saying.
我相信 James 说的有真正的用途。
The verses may sound like a new topic.
最后两节经文听起来像一个新的话题。
But a number of items connect...these verses with the previous verses.
但是从内容而言，这些经文和前面的经文是有连接的。
James speaks of the tongue as he did in verse 19.
James 谈到舌头，就如他在第十九节说的一样。
He had written, be slow to speak.
他写慢慢的说。
Now he writes, keep a tight rein on the tongue.
现在他写到，严格控制你的言辞。
He warns of deception in verse 26 as he did in verse 22.
在26节他警告诡计。他也在第22节警告过。
He instructs concerning purity in verse 27.
在27节他指示有关圣洁的问题。
In verse 21, he said to put away moral filth and evil.
21节他说要抛弃道德污秽和罪恶。
He introduces here in verse 27 a proper use of wealth.
27节他说如何正确地使用财富。
This is an important consideration for the rich whom he addressed in verse 10.
在第十节讨论的财富的问题是针对有财富的人而言，如何正确地使用财富。
Essentially, James warns in these verses against being merely religious.
在这些经文里 ，James 警告说。仅仅形式化的宗教信仰是不够的。
Being religious is not a correct response to temptations.
形式化的宗教信仰不能够抵抗诱惑。
Being religious does not show victory over sin.
形式化的宗教信仰不能胜过罪。
Pure and faultless religion is an expression of compassion in moral purity.
纯粹和完美的宗教在道德上是纯洁的。
It's a true practice of the word.
这是真正行神的道。
James begins in verse 26 with identifying worthless religion.
James 开始在26节鉴定无价值的宗教。
The words translated as religious and religion have the sense of worship.
形式化的宗教信仰和宗教都有崇拜的意义。
They refer to the worship of God or in pagan religion of gods.
他们指的是崇拜神或者异教徒的神。
Such worship or religion usually required certain forms and practices.
这种崇拜或者宗教通常需要一定的形式和做法。
People like the Pharisees considered themselves religious.
像法利赛人认为自己是虔诚的信徒。
In our terms, a religious person might be one who goes to church.
用今天的话，谁去教堂是虔诚的信徒。
Perhaps the person wears a cross.
他可能也戴十字架。
They strictly keep religious holidays.
严格遵守宗教的节日。
In Germany, they would be sure not to hang out laundry on a religious holiday.
在德国，严格遵关注宗教节日的，不会在宗教节日那一天晾衣服。
But James says that if they do not control what they say, their religion is worthless.
但是 James 说，如果一个人不能够控制他的言语，他的谦诚是虚伪的。
They go to church, but they go to gossip.
他们去教堂，但闲言碎语。
They criticize and tear people down.
他攻击，看不起别人。
They express bitterness and hate.
他们刻薄，仇恨。
Their words are sharp and cutting.
他们的言语尖锐，刺耳。
They do not build people up with what they say.
他们说的话不帮助别人。
They tear others down.
反而成为别人的羁绊。
All the forms which a person practices are worthless.
这些形式，这种做法毫无价值。
There is no true worship of God in such practices if they do not control their tongues.
如果不控制自己的语言，这就不是真正崇拜上帝。
Jesus said that we are to worship in spirit and in truth.
耶稣说，我们是用心灵和诚实来敬拜。
Our worship is not in the outward forms which the world sees as religious.
我们崇拜的不是外在的形式，世人认可的形式。
Our worship must align with the spiritual reality in us.
我们的崇拜必须配合我们的属灵的现实。
When the truth has taken root in our hearts, our speech will show it.
当真理已经扎根在我们的心中，我们讲的话，听者会感觉到。
When we have humbly accepted the word, we will control our tongues.
当我们虚心地接受神的话，我们会控制我们的言语。
Otherwise, our religion is worthless.
否则，我们的宗教是毫无价值。
There is, however, a pure and faultless religion.
纯洁完美的宗教是存在的。
James defines pure religion as looking after orphans and widows in their distress.
James 定义纯洁和完美的宗教是照顾孤儿和寡妇在他们痛苦的时候。
This is doing good to those who need it and who cannot give back.
帮助别人，被你帮助的人不能回复，这是真正的帮助。
Orphans and widows particularly struggled in the culture of Bible times.
孤儿和寡妇在圣经时代的文化为生活挣扎。
In general, government did not offer social care.
一般的政府没有提供社会福利。
Family took care of family.
家人照顾家庭。
If a woman lost her husband, she lost the one who provided for her and represented her in society.
如果一个女人失去了丈夫，她失去了提供她生活的那一位，同时代表她在社会中的那一位。
Family were to care for their widows.
家庭的成员必须照顾他们的寡妇。
If there were grown children, they were to care for their mother.
如果有成长的孩子，他们应该照顾自己的母亲。
Younger widows might return to the home of their father.
年轻的寡妇可能可以返回到他们父亲的家。
But Christians were sometimes cast out of their family.
但是基督徒有些时候
离
家出走。
They may not have had family that would care for them.
他们可能无家可归，没有人会照顾他们。
The same was true for children.
孤儿也是如此。
The government did not care for orphans.
政府疏于照顾孤儿。
The extended family took that responsibility.
几代同堂的大家庭承担这个责任。
If there were not family or none who would take in these children, then it fell to the community of believers to care for them.
如果没有亲属照顾那些孤儿，在这种情况下，由信徒组成的团体负责承担这个责任。
Widows and orphans belong to that group of people who could not pay you back for your kindness.
寡妇和孤儿没有能力回报你的好意。
Jesus told one man to invite the poor, the lame, and the blind to his feasts.
耶稣曾经告诉一个人，节日里要请那些贫穷的、鸽子、瞎子。
He said, "You will be blessed because they cannot repay you."
他说，你有福了，因为他们没有能力回报你。
Pure religion does not have selfish motives.
纯粹的宗教没有私心。
People practice religious form often to be seen by others.
如果你崇拜的是宗教仪式，是想被别人看到的。
James says that pure religion is helping those from whom we cannot expect to receive anything in return.
James 说，帮助那些不能指望回报你的，是纯粹的宗教。
In our society, there are often institutions that care materially for widows and orphans.
今天我们的社会里，往往有机构照顾。寡妇和孤儿。
But there are other ways to show compassion.
但是我们还有其他的方式来表达我们的爱心。
There are other types of people who may need help.
还有可能其他类型的人需要我们的帮助。
Sometimes there's no family to visit the elderly.
有些老人没有亲属去看。
Would we give them our time?
我们愿意花我们的时间陪他们吗？
How do we treat the handicapped whom we meet in the street or in the trams?
我们如何对待在街上或者在电车里面的残疾人呢？
Foreign students often feel alone and struggle emotionally.
外国学生时常感到孤独和情感挣扎。我们愿意帮助这些人吗？
James closes this section with a final statement that helps define pure religion.
James 在本节结尾定义真正的宗教是什么？
It is to keep oneself unstained or unpolluted by the world.
就是保护自己不沾染或者不受世界的污染。
Other sections of the letter explain what James means.
信中的其他章节解释 James 的意思。
The end of chapter 3 and the beginning of chapter 4 gives various evils that exist in the world.
第三章的结尾和第四章的开头讨论世界上存在的各种各样的罪恶。
If we take these on as our own pattern of living, we pollute our own lives.
如果我们把这些作为我们自己的生活模式，我们玷污了自己的生活。
Our worship would not be pure.
我们的崇拜是不纯的。
James mentions fighting, jealousy, bitterness, lying, evil deeds, rebellion, evil desires, and being merciless.
James 提到战斗、嫉妒、怨恨。说谎、同流合污、叛逆、邪恶的欲望、无情。
If we practice such things, we would not be those who do the word of God.
如果我们的敬拜是不纯的，我们就没有遵循神的话行事。
God is not seeking people to be merely religious.
神不喜欢人的这种敬拜方式。
He wants his children to battle against sin.
上帝希望他的儿女真正的和罪恶做斗争。
He wants his children to express his righteousness in their lives.
他希望他的儿女能够在他们的生活里面表达他的公义。
We need to look closely at ourselves in the mirror, which is the Bible.
圣经如同一面镜子，让我们密切地审视自己。
What does it say about us?
它告诉我们什么?
If it reveals sin in us, repent.
如果它解释了我们的罪, 回头是岸。
Turn from that sin and do what is right.
回头是岸是做正确的事。
If it gives us encouragement, believe what it says.
如果圣经给我们鼓励，相信他所说的。
Act upon it.
而且有所行动。
If it challenges us to do good, then pursue that good.
如果圣经挑战我们做好事，那么就追随他。
Don't be like the person which James described.
不要像 James 所描述的那一种人。
Don't look into the mirror and forget what you see.
不要看着镜子，忘了你看见的是什么。
Remember what you see and act upon it.
记得你看到什么，有所行动。
God has given his word to equip us to fight sin and to do good.
上帝给我们他的话来抵抗罪恶，去做美好的事。